Euradio présente Europina Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we are going to talk about ending a war, armistices, surrenders and ceasefires in Europe from the late 19th to the late 20th century.
In practical terms, what is meant by the phrase ending a war?
First off, ending a war is interrupting combat. It is about silencing weapons, though the state of war does not always come to a conclusive end with the signing of a peace treaty. In the 19th and 20th centuries, the methods for ending combat were varied, from armistices to surrenders and ceasefires, and it is worth noting the distinction between the three.
What is the difference between armistice and surrender?
The terms armistice and surrender are often confused, but they are two very distinct actions. Coming from the Napoleonic Wars, the strategies of the 19th century valued the notion of absolute war, thought up by Clausewitz, who advocated mobilising all possible military forces with the view of crushing the enemy. Within this logic, a surrender should eradicate every idea of retaliation, and thus serves a large strategic objective. However, just like declarations of war, armistice negotiations represent a moment where politicians are fully integrated in the decision process. Thus, we could say that an armistice is a political initiative in which the soldiers are a secondary party, whereas a surrender, as it is first and foremost an act dictated to the army, is in a way saving the state.
Has the idea of an armistice evolved over time?
It is true that the idea of an armistice has evolved through the 19th and 20th centuries. Technical armistices, common until the start of the 20th century, were used to stop combat without interfering with future peace treaties. Take, for example, the French and German document of the 25th of January 1871. With the Great War, conventions of a more resolutely political nature were definitively imposed, committing to future negotiations. This idea came to fruition at the signing of the 1918 armistice on the 11th of November. Finally, during the Second World War, armistices agreed to by the Third Reich ended up being substituted by peace treaties, just like the French-German text that officially put an end to hostilities with France on the 25th of June 1940.
Why do we henceforth often talk about ceasefires?
After 1945, the atomic weapon and the end of total war caused the complete disappearance of armistices and surrenders from the European continent. They were to be replaced with a less stable way of ending hostilities, the ceasefire. Unlike an armistice, this action is supposed to be purely temporary and is often linked to humanitarian considerations. No victor emerges and a compromise is reached, allowing a pause in the fighting so that civilians can be helped and injured soldiers treated. Since the end of the Cold War, the ceasefire has been used in Europe on the advice of the UN Security Council in order to rapidly suspend combat. Therefore, it sometimes has the effect of an armistice, in that it precedes a political agreement, such with the case of Kosovo in 1999. Certain strategists, however, argue that ceasefires impose a premature ending to combat, sustaining a state of war by not allowing there to be a clear victor.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite, Ending a War, was created by Simon Perego following the work of Isabelle Davion. It was read by Ellen Weaver and translated by Owen Atkinson. Find out more on www.ehne.fr.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.